Awesome. So it turns out names don't really matter because I changed the name of the talk. So a dog by any other name, the original name was a rose by any other name. So Shakespeare, right? Names don't really matter. And then I realized as I was putting the talk together that I had a really cool metaphor about dogs. So I changed the name. The real punchline is sort of understanding computational hardware complexity in software-defined radio. Marcus sort of gave us a wonderful end of the perspective from the CPU side, which is sort of this is what we're seeing in terms of scheduling. And hopefully I'll kind of pitch in and provide a complimentary view. Unfortunately, it's not going to be as sort of technical and sort of advanced, but the basic idea is that if you are new to SDR or you are new to putting things on FPGAs, what are the things that go awry? Why isn't this working? Or if you've had experience with an FPGA and felt really bad afterwards, maybe I could tell you what happened. So my primary thesis that kind of underlies almost everything I do is that algorithms change to suit the hardware context. And in part, I'm an evangelist. I am here to tell you this and convince you and give you some of my religion that you can't just take the stuff that works on CPU and run it on an FPGA. That's not how this works. Hopefully by the end, you'll agree with me. If not, at least there'll be a tiny little voice in the back of your head. So who am I to say this, though, right? Like, I'm just a guy who wandered in an hour ago, right? So I'm a digital hardware engineer, right? So I've contributed to chips at public traded companies, right? Big chips. So those were Itaniums, an 8-core Xeon, Intel's really cool GPU that never really took off. an actual GPU later. And then I tape out my own chips to examine radiation effects, right? So, I'm kind of all consumed with how things work. Back long ago, before I did all this, I started out with hardware software code design.